Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Claire helping me today, and we're going to, talk about some of the newest listings in San Angelo and try to answer some of the questions y'all have been emailing us. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Claire, let's talk about the open houses for this 70.
Well, we have three of them. First off, it's going to be 107 North Van Buren. It's a great three-bedroom, two-bath.
That's when they just lowered to 84.9, too.
They did, 84.9. We have another one. Kelly Cave's going to hold that open, so go by and see Kelly. We have 3234 Walnut Hill. And this three-bedroom, two-bath, they really went in and upgraded it. It's got the closet with the three rails, so you can change out your clothes for being seasonal, summer and in the winter up top, so you can really utilize your closet space. Huge, huge backyard.
I want to talk about this house just for a little bit.
Okay.
Johnny Simler, y'all know, one of my best friends, partners in R&S Construction. And like one of the better construction companies in the state of Texas.
Yes.
This is his son's house, Justin, and Justin's just like him. We sold this house to him years ago. They went in and scraped up all the popcorn off the ceilings, put the crown molding in, repainted and floated the whole house interior. Where's Johnny? They knocked out the ceiling in the closet, so they took it up, like Claire was saying, to the three rails, which, I mean, it's a huge walk-in closet. When we say the three rails, people go, well, what do you need that third rail up there for? Off-season clothes. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Huge backyard, the fence in the back's done. This is one of those houses that when you walk in, it looks like a brand new house.
It's got a wow factor.
In fact, Glenn, R&S Cabinets, redid the bathroom cabinets,
yeah.
Put the solid surface countertops on that.
Mm-hmm.
Big, and the size of the living room is like 17 by 21.
It's huge.
And the master is huge, too.
Yes.
For that size house.
It's under 189.9.
I'm going to tell you.
It's not going to last a week.
It'll be a week. This house will be under contract.
Another great floor plan, 3015 Champion Circle. It's listed at 254.9. And let me tell you, they just had brand new wood floors installed throughout.
$8,000 worth.
Yes. And a beautiful, beautiful fireplace screen type thing. Three bedroom, two and a half bath, two car garage, great neighborhood. It's beautiful. You won't believe how nice it is. Go by and see Rick West between 2 and 4 this Sunday, and take a look at those.
Well, and the pergola in the backyard,
extra patio, nicely landscaped, sprinkler system.
This house is around 2,300 square feet?
Yes.
It's amazing, the layout, where it's the open floor. It feels more like about 3,000 square feet. Is that good a plan?
Yes.
Okay, folks, let's get a little good job on the open houses there.
Let's talk about
some new listings. Here's one on Guadalupe that Joyce just got, 1124 Guadalupe Street for $114.9. Cute, nice deal. It's Cynthia's. You went on home tour.
Yes.
Every house we saw was awesome, wasn't it?
Some
of the better listings
great,
we got this week that we've had in a while.
It really was.
Nice homes. This was another one of them. 3703 High Meadow Drive. Just a nice house. You know, Walnut Hill, the one we just talked about on Johnny's and Justin's, $189.9. That house, we could have priced, I'll tell you, we could have priced this one a little bit higher. And they said, nope, because, and by the way, congratulations to Justin.
Twins.
Yes, and Jessica. Well, they said, why are they moving?
They need a bigger house.
Twins, so they got a little one, cutest little girl, and twins on the way. That's a good reason to move, wouldn't you say, Jeremy?
I would say so. Yeah.
So, good one. Okay, folks, what we're going to try to do is answer some of your questions. We've got a bunch of them. Let's start with the buyer side.
Okay.
First one is, and people have asked this question. I'm going to summarize this long one. But they're saying, when I talk to a realtor, they're saying, well, let's talk about being a buyer broker. What's a buyer broker? It's not just what it is. It's the whole concept. Let's talk about that for a little bit. When you find a good realtor, hopefully it's one with Scott Austin Real Estate, but find you a good realtor. First thing you need to do is build a rapport.
Yes.
After you build a rapport, you need to sign if you're a customer or a client. If you're a client, it's a whole lot better than being a customer. As if you're a client, that means he can take care of you. He can answer all your questions and protect you. If you're a customer, that means he's not going to try to take care of you, but he's limited. My best example is Lowe's. For years and years and years, Gene in the appliance department, I go to Lowe's. Gene's a friend of mine, and I bought a lot of stuff for him over the years. But when I go in there, and he's going to tell me, he says, Scott, we're fixing to have a sale next week on this, or, you know, this is a better buy than this, and he helps me a lot. But there's where the difference is. He works for Lowe's. So I'm a customer. He still helps me. But if I was a client, he could say, Scott, we have this refrigerator. but Home Depot has it for $100 cheaper. See the difference? So when you talk to it and they say, well, I'll be a buyer broker, you'll say, well, I'm the buyer, am I going to pay you a fee? Typically in San Angelo or typically in our firm, no, you're not. The transaction is going to pay the fee. So if the seller has a commission in there, that's what happens. But the most important part is don't talk about the fee. Talk about the relationship you have and the protection you have. You need representation. You need guidance. That's why you sign a buyer broker representation. Was that pretty clear?
Oh, that was very clear and very accurate.
And it was kind of sticking with the buyer side. Why do I have to pay an inspector? Okay, first off, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to pay an inspector. You know, I've got the lace of my husband, he's a handyman, he can fix anything. You know, well, I'm just the opposite, I'm not a handyman. But let me tell you the difference. A licensed inspector is going to rip that house apart. And from the buyer's perspective, that's what you want. Granted, they're going to rip it apart, which means probably 90% of that, you're going to go, yeah, that's no big deal. But in case there is a big deal.
Say the electrical's bad, or well, you don't even know the roof's bad. You can't get insurance on the house.
The roof, the foundation, the electrical, the plumbing, the air conditioning. You know, major stuff is what we're talking about. You know, obviously when you bought the house, if there was a scratch in the wall, you saw the scratch. You knew it was there. But you're not Superman. You can't look in the walls and see the wiring's good. Well, that's what the inspector has the tools and the stuff to do. Again, you don't have to spend the money. I have nothing to do with any inspector in town, but I can tell you, I highly, highly recommend that you get an inspector to check the house out. And then again, when you see the inspection and it's 50 pages thick and you're going, oh my God, the house is going to fall down. No, it's not. It's his job to make sure that he points out everything good and bad and indifferent where you can make an educated decision if this is truly the house for you. So
they'll pick it apart. I mean, they'll tell you if the washer's leaking. I mean, the
dishwasher,
the faucet.
We just dealt with that.
Yeah.
Has a leaky seal. Yeah. We just dealt with that. The other thing is, and it may say in there, he'll say, you know, I've checked the air conditioner. And because they're not specialized in any one field, but they're specialized enough to say there's a problem.
It's a general mechanical inspection.
Yeah. Kind of like a general doctor. You mm-hmm. know, you may have a headache and you go to him and say, yeah, I see a problem, but I'm going to send you to a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
So in this case, he may say, I see a problem. I'm going to recommend you call a roofer, or I'm going to recommend you call an AC guy, or I recommend you call a plumber, or, you know, on and on and on. But do that, and the reason you have it, and I'm going to back up a little bit, is most contracts you see have what's called an option period, and the buyer pays for that. And what it means is the buyer is paying for the right to do all these inspections, whether it's himself or with an inspector. So you'll see like $50 to $100 for 10 days. That's kind of a norm I see a lot of. And
you say they're paying for it. Yes, they're paying for it up front. But if you don't opt out and you actually close, it gets credited back to you on the HUD at closing. So you're really not paying for it unless you opt out. And then that was paying for the security of you not getting stuck with a house that has something faulty that they won't fix.
Yeah.
So it's worth the $50.
Or 100 or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, the times are. So, yes, I'm going to go one step farther and answer it. I'd also, even after an inspection, and I'm going to say this, and you know, thank God for the rain we had, but our water's still our water. It's really hard on our appliances and stuff. Get a warranty.
Definitely.
You know, we've had Kim in here, and we'll have her in again talking about, and she's got a new program, but if you get a warranty and something happens in the first year, and if you can even extend after that, but the first year, that warranty's going to kick in. And I promise you, just moved myself, and I can tell you, it's not cheap to move.
No. And it's not fun.
it's not fun. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. So you sure don't want all of a sudden, 6 months into moving in your house, or 2 months, or a week, the air conditioner quit or something.
Water heater goes out.
So have some coverage. So on the buyer end, absolutely. Oh, we've had this one before, but I'll re-answer it. Why should I spend all that money on a title policy? Well, first off, the title policy is negotiable. So, and it's either paid by the seller or the buyer. Typically, you'll see it's paid by the seller. So from the buyer's perspective, you know, that's not always, but typically it doesn't cost you anything. And what it does, it ensures, it's not just somebody's opinion, it ensures that the title on that property that you're receiving has no other liens or no encumbrances where somebody can't come back on you and, you know, say you owe them money.
It assures there's no clouds on the policy.
And if they do come back, then the title company's going to take care of it.
Yes.
So in the buyer's perspective, last one is the termite. Yes. Do you need a termite? Yes, you need a termite. I have a saying, there's two kind of houses in San Angelo. Those that have termites and those that are going to get them. That's just what it is. Good news is our termites, if you listen to the show past from Jay, our termites aren't the bad ones here. So we can get rid of them and take care of it going down the road. But let's go back. Get you an inspection. Get you an insurance policy. Get you a termite inspection. Get you a warranty. That'll take care of the buyer.
Yep.
And start all that off with get you a buyer, get you a good realtor, and let him represent you or her. He or her, not being prejudiced. He or her.
Thank you.
One thing I just did myself, and took him to the lender. And I'm gonna say this: if you get a good buyer, you get your good representation. First thing the realtor is gonna do, or an agent in our office, I can speak for that, is gonna take you to the bank and get pre-qualified. And I'll tell you why. One, it's the best for you. Period. But most best is in this market right now, and we have a very good market in San Angelo, Texas. If I take an offer and I bring it to Mr. Brian over here on his house, and then another realtor, Claire over here, she has an offer and she takes it. Well, if I didn't take my client, I don't have a letter that says my person is pre-qualified, and she did.
I did.
Which one's he going to take? He's going to take the one that, hey,
he knows for sure is going to get money.
Got a loan. They don't even know for sure on the other one. So, okay, get you a good realtor. Get you pre-qualified. Find you a good house. Get it inspected.
Do your inspections.
Get a home warranty. Home warranty. You are set. Got it? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about our sellers into the questions.